Walter, I'd like to stay. This may be my only chance to study a whole new culture.
What new culture?
Why, rock and roll, of course. I've become quite a fan of late.
Is that so?
Well, you don't have to be human to want to get down and boogie.
Welcome to I Used to Watch This, the podcast where we watch our favorite shows from the 70s and 80s and see what we think of them today. Here are our hosts, Mike Forgetto and Mike Sullivan.
Hello and welcome to I Used to Watch This. I'm Mike Forgetto.
And I'm Mike Sullivan.
How's it going, Mike?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Just wonderful.
Good, good.
Not much exciting going on.
How was the past couple of weeks since we've officially talked?
Fine.
Good.
Glad now, I'm trying to think. So last, when did we record last? It's been so, I think, well, yeah, we did one trip up to see one of the kids at school, and then last weekend. Then last weekend, we saw you guys for dinner.
Yeah, I was looking at you. Yeah.
We did not record at our dinner time table.
No, we didn't.
We should have.
We should have, but we instead didn't. So
I'm sure our wives would have appreciated if we pulled out like a little microphone and set it on the kitchen or the table at the restaurant.
You know, I'm still pulling to have them sub for us someday and see how it goes, but neither one of them are up for that.
No, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not really. Yeah.
That's about as likely. It's probably more likely that we'll get the greatest American hero to guest star.
But yeah. How's that going?
Yeah, not too good. Actually, I haven't tried. I've given up. Maybe I'll hit him up tonight and see if.
Just on a whim.
If you never know. If he has a change of heart.
Yeah, maybe you catch him at the right moment.
Maybe I just wear him down. You know, that's really what I'm trying.
I was gonna say maybe he's been out drinking. I don't know.
Yeah. So I could trick him into committing.
Yeah, exactly. So have you watched anything lately?
I haven't watched much, but I did watch the new first two episodes of Walking Dead, the new series, Those That Live, I think it's called.
Okay.
Who
do you say this one was about?
It's about
one of the guys that left a while ago?
Yeah, the main guy, Rick. Rick and Michonne, his wife, or his, you know.
Why did they leave the? Did they leave the show, or did their characters get killed?
He left the show. I think he's from Australia.
Yeah, I remember him being from.
Yeah, so he disappeared. He got carried off in a helicopter in The Walking Dead, and then I think it was just like his schedule. He wanted to spend more time with his kids and stuff. And you know, time has passed a few years, so I think he's ready to.
Now he's ready to
spend some time.
He's ready to walk among the dead again.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's off, you know, in my opinion, it's kind of off to a slow start. But then again, maybe I'm burnt out on The Walking Dead because I've watched like 2,000 hours of it in like a year. So it's like a full-time job.
How much zombies can you watch?
Right. So, but that's it. That's the only new thing that I've watched. How about you? Okay. You got to carry this.
Yeah, I haven't. Well, we're still watching, you know, Resident Alien. Still highly recommend. Ghosts is back. Recommend that show too. But that's nothing new. I'm trying to think if I tried anything. Oh, Somebody Feed Phil is on Netflix. Okay. We watched the one where he was in Mumbai and Dubai.
Sometimes,
yeah, and I can't. I don't think I've, but I've, yeah, I haven't watched anything like new to me. If that makes sense,
sure.
Yeah, no, I haven't. It's not a very exciting time.
Yeah, it's done.
We did watch. I forgot. We checked out just because, like, what they kind of expect you to do. Remember, so after the Super Bowl, some new show premiered called Tracker.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We watched that episode.
The dude from. Isn't that the dude from All of Us or Three of Us or whatever that is? Whatever that was. This is Us.
Just This Is Us, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was fine. I haven't heard anything about it. I'm assuming it's still on. I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah. Otherwise, nothing really exciting. Just stuff here and there, you know. But no new stuff. I saw that Adam Sandler movie is out on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, too. I hadn't heard about it previously. So when I saw it, it kind of read the description. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I heard it's not great. But
so did you see that? I can't remember the name of it, but the one where he's like the jewelry store owner.
No, I tried watching. I couldn't get into it, but I don't know.
So I didn't think it was that good, but my son loved it. He thought it was awesome. So whatever. I don't know. To each their own.
Right. Exactly. Everyone's got their own opinions, but even if they're wrong. I was kidding. But no, I tried watching some of it, but I don't know. I couldn't get into it, but maybe I didn't give it enough a chance.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know. Like I'm known for being an easy critic, right? We're not kidding anyone. So to me, it was worth watching, but it wasn't like, you know, there's some movies I could watch more than once. That's not one of them, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But, you know. All that said, I think all the excitement brings us back to 1984, Mike.
Is that what year we were at?
I don't know.
No, you're right.
I think it was 1984. Yeah, 1984, Auto Man. And not just Auto Man, but Murder MTV.
Yeah, season one, episode nine. Well, there's only one season.
Season one, episode, which episode?
Nine. But, yeah, so we did this one because we're like, man, there seemed to be a lot in the 80s of singers going on TV. And so we just did the A-Team one with Boy George and Culture Club.
Right.
And now we decided to do this one with Laura Branigan. I remember this one. So I just want to say, Laura Branigan, for whatever reason, I thought she was on an episode of Knight Rider. And then I saw something online. They're like, yeah, she was on an episode of this show. I was looking then at her IMDb, and it says stuff like some shows that she was on. Not IMDb, I'm sorry, Wikipedia.
Okay.
And, you know, that's never wrong.
No.
But in Wikipedia, it does mention this show, Auto Man, and it does mention also Knight Rider. But on her IMDb, I could not find Knight Rider listed.
Interesting.
But it does say that she did record a duet with David Hasselhoff.
Oh, wow.
And the closing track of Baywatch.
We got to find that.
In 94.
Sweet.
Yeah. So just a little bit about her. I didn't know some things. Like Gloria did not realize that was like, I shouldn't say I figured she didn't write it. But it's not her song originally. It was from an Italian singer. That did that song first. It was,
but she made it. She made it popular.
Yeah, no,
she made it what we know. Yeah,
she had quite a few hits, I guess. And I did not know that she died though in 2004.
Neither did
52.
I was shocked. I was shocked.
It's kind of sad too. It was an undiagnosed cerebral aneurysm. I guess she had been having headaches for several days, but didn't go get any medical attention.
Yeah, that blows.
So, go see a doctor, people, if you don't feel good. Yeah.
Got a headache? It's not going away? Get checked out.
Right. But then I did not know that, like, the St. Louis Blues, like, something, I don't know, they started playing this song. I guess in some bar, they were going on this winning streak. In some bar, they started saying, play Gloria, and they started playing it all the time. And, the Blues got in, the team actually got into it. I don't know. Some whole thing about that, but I guess her family was stoked about it and said she would have loved it. So that's nice to know.
Yeah. Wow.
But so that was it does list her as a singer and an actress, but she only has like three credits. Besides, she was on an episode of Chips.
Yeah.
So
do you recall that, or are you just now from reading?
No, it was season six when. I don't know. Remember if that was the last season of that show, but it was definitely when it was not on the upswing. Let's put it that way. Yeah, sure. That's the last. Yeah, it's the last season. Yeah. So, not that the show wasn't you know, 100% awesome and all the time, but season six was, you know, it was pushing it a little bit.
So do you remember when we last did Automan? Feels like it's been a while.
I don't remember, but I can certainly look really quick because, you know, well, nothing like looking up stuff while you're talking.
I was just like, oh yeah, Desi Arnaz Jr. So that
right.
That was like a pleasant surprise.
The funny thing is, I couldn't remember what his character's name was at all. I had no idea. Yeah.
Walter.
Yeah, Walter Ebed. You keep wanting to say like Ebenezer or something like that, but what was his name again?
Walter's good enough for me.
Oh, I thought January 19th, 2020.
Holy crap.
Guys, wow. Time's flying. It's crazy.
Wow. Right. But every time I think about Desi Arnaz Jr., I think about Marsha Brady. It's just, they go hand in hand, you know?
That's right. I forgot she had a crush on him. Well, the thing is like all those girls had crush because then someone had a, didn't she have a Davy Jones crush too or something like that?
Oh, yeah. There was a Davy Jones thing
at one of their shows. Yeah. It was Marsha as well for that, right?
I think Marsha was president of the Davy Jones fan club.
But, of course.
But the Desi Arnaz Jr., I think, if I remember correctly, Alice knew one of the other housekeepers in the neighborhood who knew Desi Arnaz Jr. or something like that. There was some housekeeper connection.
And,
you know,
did they go out on a date? I don't recall exactly what happened. I don't remember.
He just like stopped by the house or something, you know?
Okay. I just know. I remember the Davy Jones one where she like promised that Davy Jones would be there and then some dance.
Yeah.
Like, okay, kid, that's going to work.
Right.
But then he did show up at her house and gave her a kiss and she was never going to wash her cheek again.
Yeah. And that teaches all kids, you know, just lie.
Right. If there's anything you learn from Brady Bunch, is lie your way out of it.
Right. It'll all turn out fine.
Oh, wow. The Desi Arnaz Jr. episode was from season one of that show.
Oh, wow. That was old.
Yeah. You know, speaking of which, on TikTok, by the way, we have a TikTok. Go check it out. It's fun.
All right,
I found a clip. I mean, multiple clips. I just go on weird like tangents, like, wait, who was on this show? It was a Partridge Family thing, and Mark Hamill was on it.
Oh, wow.
I forgot how old that show is, too. For some reason, I think, like, I remember that Brady Bunch and Partridge Family was at the same time. But for some reason in my brain, I want to put Partridge Family later. You know what I mean?
I want to put it earlier.
Really? Okay. Yeah. But,
Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah.
That's all
I thought you were going to say something. No.
Corvette Summer.
Oh, yeah, something important. Gotcha. But they had a lot of stars on that show. Jodie Foster was on there once. I posted a clip where Farrah Fawcett was on there. Basically, what they did in this episode with Farrah Fawcett, they used her just like Mike Brady used the briefcase in that episode where some guy was faking injuries.
To get the head turn in the courtroom?
Yeah. They were trying to get her to get some guy to bend over to pick something up that she dropped. Who happened to be Harry Morgan from MASH and Dragnet and all that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Interesting cool. show.
Yeah. All right. But I think enough with the rabbit holes.
Desi Arnaz Jr. rabbit hole. All right. What do we got here? Where do we start off? What happens?
Let's see. I don't know. When it started with the 80s music, I was like, this reminds me of Flashdance, like, right off the bat.
So this, I told you this before. So Mike had sent me a text. He's like, hey, what episode is it again? I can't find your note before. So I sent him a link and said, here, watch this one. Because this episode, it starts off with the theme song, the theme of Automan with all the credits. Then it goes into, just like in the pilot, hey, this is what this show is about. Mind you, this is season 9 or episode 9.
Right.
So that's how
yeah, like a good 2-3 minutes, right, of like explaining.
Right. That's
the show.
How much they thought that people were paying attention to the show, that they still like, hey, season episode 9, we still got to put this in there. People don't know. Nobody's watching this show.
Right.
So then I'm watching this one. By the way, we got off of YouTube. And it was not until like 5 minutes and 30 seconds that I knew that I was watching a episode in Spanish, because that is the first time there was any dialogue. Because they did that, and then they immediately went into Laura Branigan doing like a video shoot. So that was just Laura Branigan singing.
So they did the did the intro in English?
Yeah, all that was in English.
Oh, okay.
That was like, that's why I didn't know I was watching it. Because at first, like the I had the closed captioning on an accident, and that was up in Spanish. I'm like, oh well, that's just because it's whatever,
yeah, right.
Spanish, you know, that's why it's up there. And then all of a sudden they start talking. I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. I'm like, crap, hopefully I can find the English version.
And you did. You came through.
Yeah, although the video quality is shitty as hell. The Spanish version looked much cleaner.
Really?
Yeah. I should have just watched that with caption and read it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, anyway, sorry.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a lot of music, like you said, 80s. A
lot of music. We get to know how Automan was created. And so the music, it's like we got the smoke, you know, the stage smoke, the leotards, some guys watching backstage. And then the singer and her dad are talking about, you know, how good she is. And
you're going to make it.
Her song's going to the top of the charts.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, we see someone's hand planting something in like one of the amps or something.
Yeah, and I thought it was a laser.
It looked to me like it was a CD. This person is going to pirate the music somehow. But obviously I didn't think that through. But it turns out it was like some sort of explosive device.
Yeah.
And it blew up.
Didn't you notice though, when before that blows up, she's talking to her dad, and he's like, "Yeah, we did it. You're gonna be it." And she's like, "Oh, I wish your mom was here." I'm like, "Way to drag it down immediately."
Yeah, right. And then she looked totally depressed too. Yeah.
I know. All right, go back out and sing.
Yeah,
go sing your heart out.
Right. And then so when the cop shows up and he's like, you know, they've done a little bit of investigating, he says to the dad, he's like, you know, you should consider that this could have been targeted at your daughter. Like, you think?
The funny thing is, like, she's just starting off. She's, like, got one single out. I'm like, she's already got a stalker at this point? Is that really?
That could happen.
You know, Lieutenant, what you're thinking?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I think that before I think, oh, it's just a random someone planting an explosive.
Right. Well, yeah.
Of course, the lead singer is the target of whatever.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know, but the guy looked pretty shady. The dad, by the way, was in an episode of Columbo where he killed his wife.
Oh, that's not why on the purpose. Wife wasn't
I don't. There. I don't think it was actually. It was one of those on accident murders on the show. But then they go to cover it up, and that just makes everything worse.
They just make it worse.
And then he gets. Yeah, it's actually a good one. So because then he ends up, he knows the commissioner, and he gets the commissioner to help him. But in order to help him, the commissioner's like, okay, well, you got to kill my wife. Like, wait,
well, yeah, that's cool.
I'm like, holy shit.
One hand washes the other. It's politics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of politics, Walter then summons Automan, and he comes up with some political joke. Do you remember that? I don't remember what it was, but something
about... Yeah, so he's talking about how they're at the like movie studio, and he's like, oh, you know, a hologram like me can rule the world from this place. And he's like, you know, he says something about, you know, this isn't a time for or a place for political aspirations or something like that. And then he's like, and then Automat says something about...
Something about the Democrats and Republicans not being a real party or something. You know.
Right. Yeah.
Not being real
party. Yeah, something like that. Because he says something like, yeah, it's not a political party. Yeah. This isn't a place for political parties. Like, well, yeah. And Republicans and Democrats aren't either. So, yeah.
It wasn't.
This is
wasn't
84.
Fun.
This is what? Reagan era? Right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah. So, that was pretty fun. By the way, I don't have any clips, so I apologize, people. But you know what?
Sorry.
There's not a whole lot to take from this episode. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
It's cool.
But yeah, so he gets there. Automan's already there, and he's like, "Hey, yeah, by the way, the computer you brought me in on briefed me." I'm like, "Wait, what? How, they just the computers know what's going on?"
That's sweet.
I know.
Wow.
And then they Walter shows him a part. He's like, "This looks like a sound actuation circuit." Right. He's like, "It's tuned to a frequency." It's like basically he's saying it was set to go off when a certain frequency hit. Like, wow.
Like,
okay.
Like she had to hit like a certain note in that song.
Right, exactly. Went off. She had to hit a high A and all hell's going to break loose then. Right at, and she wasn't even singing Gloria, so you can't even have the whole Gloria.
Right. That was good.
Yeah. Oh, he's like diabolical.
Yeah. But did, I, so here, Walter walks, he's like, "Okay, we're done." And he walks away and he leaves Auto Man like in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, can you do that? Can you leave like your creation alone, unsupervised?
Well,
can you go back in the computer?
I think he probably did. Yeah, I think I'm gonna guess he did. But yeah, I did write the same thing. I'm like, this is all Auto Man does in this scene.
It was
he's done,
right?
And so now the dad goes back in the office, and of course, after a traumatic thing, what do you do first thing in the 70s or 80s? You pull out your whiskey stash, take a slug.
Pour yourself a drink. That's right. Stress reliever.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I just want to know, I mean, how prevalent was bottles of booze in office desks that were for real?
Oh, yeah. Everybody had them.
I mean, did they really, though? Or was it just, you know, played up on TV?
I don't know. My dad didn't have a desk job, so I don't really know.
Right. My dad didn't either. My dad, yeah, he was a construction guy in construction, so he was, yeah. But I don't know. We also didn't have like a beer or a drink cart just sitting in the family room so you can get a drink as soon as you walk in the door.
No, but damn, wouldn't that be nice?
I'm not saying there wasn't a lot of drinking going on at the house when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I am not saying that by a long shot. Yeah.
And that's why I say there's probably was a bottle of whiskey in every cubicle drawer back in the 70s and 80s. But I'm speculating.
Right. So while he's taking his drink, his phone rings and some guy's like, "Hey, is this name... What do you have his name down as?
Lee.
Right? That's what I say too. But in IMDb, it says his name is Sid Cole. I'm like, no, it is not.
I think the last name is Cole or something, but it's not Sid.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I was like, did I write this down wrong the entire time?
No, I caught that too.
Right. So he's like, you know, he gets a call. He's like, "Hey, how'd you like the fireworks?" And he says something about he knows about Texas, what happened in Texas, and he wants $15,000.
$50,000.
Oh, did he say 50?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a little low.
$18. No, he wanted $50K. Come on.
All right. I'm sorry. That makes more sense.
Kind of extortionist wants $15,000. I know what you did in Texas, and I want $5,000. Okay.
I just need enough to buy a new Datsun.
Right.
All right. So then, yeah, he's like blackmail, and he says, you know, it's for blackmail. He's basically trying to blow up his daughter.
Right.
And, so that's pretty much the end of that scene. He's, you know, there's some arguing, but it's nothing really.
Yeah, nothing good. But, you know, he doesn't screw around. He goes straight to his old friend, Frank. From 25 years ago, who he hasn't seen. And, you know, he's like, "Hey, it's about my daughter. I got this guy putting the screws into me, and, you know, I need some help." And, you know, Frank clearly is affiliated with the some type of mafia, I would say.
Yes.
And he's going to loan him some employees to help him out.
Right.
You know, kind of take the edge off.
I got some people who can be very persuasive. I can loan them to you because you help me out. You help me out. I owe you. He owes them.
From 25 years ago, I remember, and I got your back. So,
now, mind you, it will come back later. As most people know, when you get one favor from the mob, you get one. That is all.
Just one.
Just one. That's right. One payback. That's it. You're done.
That's right.
All right. So then we go back to, I wrote Desi's house, Walter's house, and he's on a date?
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But does she know it's a date?
I don't know.
It seems weird.
I haven't followed the storyline, but maybe there's been some flirting in the past 8 episodes.
Right, because she works, she works at the office. Is her name, what do you have her name down as? Is it Roxanne?
I don't have it.
Okay. Yet.
At least.
Yeah. I mean, I show a person named Roxanne in the show, but it doesn't show her picture.
Could be her.
I'm assuming that's her. Yeah. So, yeah. She's like, oh, I didn't know you're such a good cook. And he's like, oh, yeah. So, he's like, how about some dessert? So, he goes in the kitchen. And I thought Auto Man was going to be in there cooking. That's what I thought was going to be.
So did I. Right? I did too. I'm like, that's how he pulled this off.
I thought he was going to be in a glowing apron, you know, because everything he has glows. And like with a spatula that was also glowing, but he wasn't. It turned out they were just to-go bags in there from some Italian place.
Some carry-out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was also a cake. I could not read what was on the cake because it was such a bad quality thing, but it sounded like basically it was her 1 year anniversary at the department, but I don't know what it said. Like
happy anniversary.
Congrats. I don't know.
I would guess.
Yeah. But then Cursor pops up, our old friend Cursor, and he changes the cake from a round chocolate cake to a flat sheet cake, right?
Right.
And it says, congrats, love Cursor on it.
Right. And I get that that's supposed to be like, you know, some humor, but it was stupid. it just seemed stupid, I thought, but...
Yes. This whole show was very much like that.
And also, I think she was in the room at one point. She comes in the kitchen and Cursor's like zipping around.
Right. So she knows about Cursor. I did not know she knows about Cursor. We skipped from episode 1 to episode 9. So.
Yeah, because she was very calm. Otherwise, he'd probably freak out like he saw Cursor.
Right. And she even thought it was cute because like he made him change the cake, but he didn't notice that he still left Love Cursor on it.
Right.
So Cursor, I guess, has a crush.
He's on her. He's a little devious Cursor.
Right.
But
All right. Basically what you were just saying, I wrote down, I'm like, oh man, this is not good.
Right.
So then we go to the office later and we see the captain and he's mad that he has to do something about rock and roll. He's mad that rock and roll is involved, basically.
Right.
He's like, I don't like this rock and roll stuff. And he basically tells Walter, like, hey, we need to do some security. And I figured out the person I need the least around here is you, so why don't you go do it? Right.
You're expendable. So right.
Like, wow.
Right.
That was rough.
Yeah. No
but
feelings.
He's excited.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's pretty pumped up. He shows up on the set, and I think we hear the same song again. So like the fourth time.
Same song, same set. I'm assuming they're shooting a music video, but do they take this long to make?
They, I'm sure they do.
I mean, multiple days or the same scene, same part.
Especially
when
there's an explosion, it interrupted them. You know. So
I mean, I guess I can understand that. Yeah.
Lee, the dad, tells him, hey, look. It's cool that you're here and all, but I hired my own security for Sweet Kicks, which is the name of the band.
Yeah. Right.
And Walter's like, that's cool. I'm just going to have a look around, you know, even though you hired your own guys. And then Auto Man shows up and he wants to learn about rock and roll. I mean, I get it. He's curious. He's, you know, not, it's new to him. So Walter tells him, you know, he's got to go. He's got to change his clothes. He could be walking around in his glow suit. So Cursor, you know, sets him up with like a kind of a weird suit with colored lapels. But
he looks like a waiter.
He looks like a waiter. Yeah, that's a good. That's a good call.
But I did like how Auto Man's all excited about rock and roll, and Walter's like shocked. He's like, "What? You don't have to be human to get down and boogie." I'm like, "Oh my gosh!"
Yeah, Yeah.
And so then he goes walking down the hallway, and you see the girls talking. And I don't know, they're talking about random stuff. I can't remember what it was. I think Desi, or Walter, I mean, was trying to hit on him at first. And then Automan walks up, and Jesse, a.k.a. Laura Branigan, her jaw basically falls on the floor.
Right. She even made a comment like, catch me if I faint.
Or yeah, right. And they're going to go to a party, I guess, at the record producer's house.
And to celebrate.
They invite them along. I mean, well, I mean, there's security, so I guess they have to go, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to say this. There's security, so they have to go along. What happens immediately after she talks to them about this?
They leave without them.
She walks outside. She walks outside by herself. Like, right. Just goes walking out the door, and they're inside talking, and somehow they see that a van is coming to hit her, or a car is coming to run her down.
They hear the wheels squealing from like two blocks away, and they rush outside because they hear wheels squealing. Right. She doesn't seem to hear it.
No.
And she's outside on the road.
Right. Well, she might, you know, she might have lost some hearing being a rock and roll girl and all.
That's true. She's got the ringing in your ears after
tinnitus? Yeah.
Tinnitus after a show or whatever. But
right.
But yeah, so then so they ran out. They actually save her from getting fatally wounded by this car. And Walter and Lewis, who the hell are they? Are they the
I think they're the thugs? Two goons.
Okay, yeah. So Walter and Lewis are the two goons that were hired. So they're discussing with Lee, like, what the, you know. Oh, no, wait. I have a different one.
Walter is...
Who the hell's Lewis?
Desi.
Yeah, Walter's Desi. Are you, I don't know who Lewis is.
Is it the dad's name? Are you getting all that mixed up?
I don't know. But anyway, Walter was trying to talk to
someone. Oh, Lewis is the lieutenant. I'm sorry.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Or was that, he's a, what was that, he's the other, Lewis, he has the for lieutenant?
The older police guy.
Okay. So they're trying to talk with Lee about, like, police, you know, protection. And Lupus and Kane, who are the two thugs, show up. And they're like, yeah, we're the new security, you know. So they're kind of not taking over, but they're also on the case.
Right. Then, you know, they're not too happy about what happened already. Of course, where were they? But whatever.
Yeah, right.
And then Automan says, he's like, hey, those two look familiar. Something in my memory banks is telling me I know them.
Yeah, can't you access that?
Huh?
I mean, if it's, he's a computer.
Right.
Look it up.
But he's like a hologram, so he's not infallible. Basically.
Okay. All right. I'll buy it.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I know. But anyway, go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah. So the two thugs are like, you know, they're all about business. They're just like, hey, there's only one way to take care of this is, you know, basically you can't just scare him. You got to kill him. But Lee's like, dude, no, we don't want, you know, no blood. I'm not trying to kill anybody. I just want to scare this guy off. Stop him. I don't want to hurt anybody. And they're like, you know, we'll see, whatever.
So, hey, what happens, happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Turn the other cheek. I don't know. And then they go to the police station. Well, no, not our guys, but there's other cops. So there's the rest of the cops at the police station are sitting
there.
Yeah,
now it's Lieutenant and I think it's Roxanne and then probably the captain.
And then just in case we didn't figure it out yet, they're like, yeah, turns out these guys are from the Latrone mob. That's all right. Yeah, okay.
The drone.
So now, whatever. I just made it.
Close. No, you're close.
And then, so now we know. It's official.
Yeah, and then Jesse goes running up to her dad to talk to her. She's like, hey, I know something's up. Something's weird. What's going down? You know, why is someone trying to kill me, basically?
Right.
And I did note here that she does a better job than Boy George acting, right? Wouldn't you say?
Oh, wow. You know,
you didn't think so?
I didn't do any comparing and contrasting, but yeah, just from recall, I'll agree.
Yeah.
No offense, Boy George. Just saying.
So yeah. So then we find out that what happened is her dad tells her a story about when they were on a show in Texas. This cop came up to him and said they found drugs on their bus. And she's like, that's impossible. He's like, I know. He's basically trying to shake me down. And I wasn't going to give him money, whatever. And then the cop pulls a gun. So then they fight for it and it went off. And that's it.
And they made it seem like, I know what you did in Texas. Like, I'm thinking that was decades ago.
Right.
Like, whatever it was. It was like last week. Yeah. It was like, it just happened.
Right.
So.
Which really should narrow down your suspect list.
Yeah, right.
If you're someone right. knows about it, that it literally just happened, it probably, you know, it's probably someone close to you.
Right, right.
I don't know who's putting the screws to me, but he must be on my team.
Yeah, that's right.
I loved when he said,
one of my cronies.
It was great. But anyway, so yeah, so, you know, he's kind of running from it, but I guess he just left the cop laying there and he left. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
you shoot a cop, I mean, I understand, like,
yeah. So she's kind of cool with it. She's like, okay.
She's like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Right. And then we end up at the producer's house and she's singing Gloria.
At her own party.
Right. Well, I mean, it's for her, so it makes sense.
I don't know. I wouldn't be expected to perform at my own party. I don't know.
It's like your coming out party. You gotta, you know.
I guess.
Maybe they'd hire, like, or bring in, like, people from radio stations so they'll play your song later.
Yeah,
I don't know. So, there's, like, 30 people there, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. You very know, diverse she's... crowd. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yes,
if you looked, if you looked at the people that were there, you're like, where did they pull these people together from?
But. Yeah. The only diversity was the guy that was parking cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so that happens. And then we see the dad on the phone and he's pissed that someone's not able to come. He's like, what do you mean you can't come? I don't know. It turns out to be the guitar player. Did they say why?
He was sick.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he was just sick.
Okay.
But I thought it was going to be like the security team couldn't show up or whatever. But.
Right, I know, or something important, but no, it was the guitar player. But I don't know if you heard him say to his daughter, but he's like, she's like, ooh, this is some place. He's like, soon we'll all have houses like this.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, greedy, I guess he's really bash. Got high hopes for her.
Yeah. But you know, Mike, everything happens for a reason. So with the guitar player canceling, that works out a little bit later. But the thugs are going to check out a car they see down in the street. And it's actually a car that one of the cops is sitting in.
Right.
Like the lieutenant or something. And
because they are not talking to each other, apparently.
Right. Right. And Walter's like, I'm going to go follow them. And Automan's like, I'm going to stay here and watch the girls. You know, someone needs to keep an eye on them. And then, you know, meanwhile, he decides to fill in as the guitarist.
Right.
Which, sure.
Yeah.
So he steps away and Cursor hooks him up. Yeah. Was that a Warlock? I'm trying to remember my 80s guitar.
It was very similar. Okay. I think that's what it was supposed to be. It's definitely like a BC Rich knockoff of some sort.
Okay.
I mean.
All right.
But yeah. And now that I think about it, I'm like, is this where, I don't know the source material for The Matrix, but is this where they got some of the idea where you would just like download stuff into your brain to know how to do it? Like Cursor like gives him a guitar, but also probably how to play.
He programmed him.
Yeah. So I don't know. I know the Wachowskis, they took, The Matrix was from like a graphic novel or something, wasn't it?
It was based on Automan entirely.
But I'm saying, like, they took it from that, I think, right? So that's why I'm like, I don't know if that's the genesis of this idea.
Yeah, I guess so.
Actually, there's a lot of movies in the 80s that it could have been from. But anyway. Go ahead.
All right. So the bad dudes They drive around the block and the cop follows them. So they're like, oh, let's, you know, I don't know, take him out to the desert and, you know, see what he's about or whatever.
Right. What the hell was that? They're following me. So let's see what he can do. I'm just going to keep driving. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't either. I'm not sure what the whole thing, like, let's drive and see if this guy follows us, and he does. I don't know. I'm not even sure why the guy followed him, but...
I don't either. They knew they were mob guys hired to watch her. They're going to stay there.
Right.
It didn't make any sense.
Meanwhile, Otto is just rocking it.
He's fucking cranking.
He is. I think he puts out a solo right as Walter rolls up.
He does. Yeah.
And Walter like interrupts the middle of the song and just pulls him away.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, come on, we got to go. We got to go follow him. Because now I guess he's concerned about the lieutenant. I'm not sure. It really doesn't make much sense.
Everybody, we need to leave the girls and we need to go follow the lieutenant.
Right.
So Cursor changes the guitar into a car. And I think the kid that you mentioned, the valet.
Right.
He sees the car like zoom off at like light speed. And he's like, I got to stop partying so much. Right. Which, I'm like, all right. These are bad jokes. Like,
right. It's bad. It's just overall bad. Some of these guys are cruising, and they're just trying to get him to follow him again. Why? I don't understand. So then we see a road close sign. And then, I don't know if you noticed, but the first car kind of jumped the ramp. It was just like there. And it made a noise like Auto Man's car. Did you hear like the noise it made when it jumped?
No, I didn't.
And then the cop guy tries to jump it too. His makes the noise, but he rolls over and lands on his hood.
Yeah, cars are, they have a weird center of gravity, you know?
Yeah, they automatically turn.
They do. They're designed to go to the side. They roll. Yeah, they roll.
Yes.
And then they jump out and... I don't know if they beat the guy or whatever, or he's unconscious already. I don't remember.
They do.
But they check his wallet. They're like, oh, he's a cop. No hard feelings. And they like,
yeah.
They like, well, because they tell him, they like,
stay away from sweet kicks. And then, they're like, oh, shit, he's a cop. Sorry, dude. And they leave.
And then Walter shows up, but he's too late. Why did he even bother?
I don't know. I mean, how fast they were driving with those turns were... Walter's inside should have been splattered.
But that is my favorite part of the show is when that car turns, you know, gets slammed up against the side.
So. And he's pulling like 40 G's. I mean, he should be dead. They find Jack and they're like, hey, you okay? He's like, nothing 6 weeks in Hawaii couldn't cure.
Yeah. He hired mobsters. Him. Like, they realized that already. I don't know why I just wrote it right now.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's it. That's just it. Like, so they saw these guys. Auto Man already knew something was up with them. They find out that these guys are mob guys. So when they go leave, so what are we doing? We know who these people are.
Right. Right.
It just didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's like they changed the script like halfway through and they forgot about things. Yeah. I don't know. All right. So anyway, now they pull up the dad's record, find out what's the deal with him. Because I guess they didn't think of that before when he already hired some mob guys to work with him. I don't know. And turns out he went to jail for a scheme. Sounds like a record producing scheme of some sort, too. I thought it was something music related. And basically... they tied him to the Ladrone guy, but he never was convicted. So basically, he took the fall for it.
He took the rap.
I can't remember how long they said he ended up spending.
So this is why this is why the mob owed him, right?
Right. Yep.
And then Lee gets a call, and the guy wants the money, and he's like, "Hey, you know, come to this location in an hour," and the thugs are like, "All right, we'll go and kill him." And he's like, no, I said, you know, no bloodshed. So they head to the drop, and he brings a briefcase. What's the plan here? I don't know. He brings a briefcase and drops it in the middle of the road, then drives away. And then a dude on, like, a dirt bike cruises down, and he gets it. He opens it. It's empty. And he's pissed. And then the thugs roll up, and there's, like, a shootout. And the biker, like, just, like, drives away, but he stops and then shoots him with like an automatic weapon.
Right.
Right as they drive by, like seriously, right next to him. And it causes one guy to actually fall out of the car.
He shot him so hard he fell out.
He shot him so hard the door opened and he fell out. And then the other guy just burns in a fiery crash.
Right.
And that's the end of that.
Then he goes back and shoots the guy again, I think, that fell out of the car, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. But I will say, I was not expecting the guy on the motorcycle to pull that gun out and just start mowing him down. I did not see that coming.
No.
That was definitely unexpected.
Yeah. I thought it'd be like a quick chase getaway type thing, but.
Right. Or not. Or the motorcycle guy doesn't get away. I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever.
So now the lieutenant calls Walter, right, and tells him the goons are dead and they think it's blackmail. You know, always one step ahead.
Yeah, right.
And Walter's like, where's Auto Man? And it turns out he's with Jesse and they're kissing. I don't know.
It's weird.
It's really weird. And so then someone knocks on the door and he goes and answers it. And it's like a letter because he's, you know, now he's going to actually pay attention to security. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 question marks after this. Is he wearing leather pants here? It certainly looked like he was wearing leather pants.
Oh, I couldn't tell. The quality was...
Right. The quality was bad, but there was a sheen. There was a sheen to these pants as he was walking over there.
Well, I hope he was.
I mean, he was supposed to be a rock and roll guy. But, you know, as we all learn from Friends... their pants just aren't that great. They're hot and they just don't work. Right. I've never owned a pair. I don't think they would be comfortable. Whatever. Anyway, so a man delivers a letter. It's like in a manila envelope. He's like, "Ah, this looks safe." I'm like, "Does it though? I mean, right? You know, should you probably open it?" And it's a newspaper, and she grabs it and she sees the headline. It just says, "Cop killed" or whatever. She knows immediately what's going on. She just freaking takes off. And
she literally takes off. She just runs.
Right. And Automan's like, "The fuck?" You know, he saw the headline, but he didn't put two and two together, I guess. And then, you know, he catches her dad's like, he's going to kill me. I don't know why she jumps to that automatically.
Wait, right?
Instead of that, you're going to go to jail.
You know, this isn't news. He's trying to kill you.
Right.
He's been trying to kill you. It's really, the newspaper is just a nudge.
Yes.
But we all knew all along what was going on here.
Yeah.
But the dad's very calming. He's like, I'll work it out. Don't worry
about it. It'll be fine. I'll go talk to my mob friend and we'll take care of it.
We'll turn some screws on them.
But now Walter and Auto Man, they're talking, and Auto Man did see the headline, so he knows what it says. And Walter, using his computer skills, finds the headline and like, "Hey, Sweet Kicks was there at the same time." Or did Automan figure that out? One of the two did.
I don't know. Yeah, one of them.
And they put two and two together and they figured out that at least somehow the dad is involved in that. And what the whatchamacallit's for. The blackmail.
And so she, again, is outside unattended, I think.
Well, before she goes outside, Auto Man all of a sudden's like, "Whoa, I'm very weak from working during the day." And Walter's like, "There's a generator you can power up at the back." So, okay, now go ahead.
Okay, so now she's walking unattended, and somehow they can still see her, I think. But no, a van pulls up. I don't know.
I think they were kind of following her, so they came out right after.
All right. Well, anyway, they see the typical white, windowless kidnapping van pull up, and the guy forces her to get in and takes off. But Automan is just, he's too weak. So he tries to summons up the car or whatever, you know. I don't know how, you know, is it him? Yeah. Is it Cursor? Whatever. But he just doesn't have the juice to make it happen.
Right. And he's like, sorry, Walter, you're on your own. And he just disappears.
Yeah.
See ya.
He goes back to hang out by the generator.
Well, I mean, he literally disappears, I think. Doesn't he just kind of fade away?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, and yeah. Now we get the dad goes back to the mob boss. And he's like, hey, I need to pay this guy off. And he wants a loan. And he's like, sorry. We're even now. I can't put forward any more resources. You know, he's already lost two guys. Used up your favor. Yeah. I'm surprised, though, if he's a mob guy, he wouldn't give him a loan just with, right. like, 80%
exactly.
you know, interest. I give you $100,000 today, you owe me $200,000 tomorrow.
Yeah, right. That's how I thought it was going to go down, but nope.
Yeah. But maybe he has too much respect for him. Not enough to help him. But
ethical
enough,
mobster. Yeah.
Not enough to, yeah, get him into some debt that he can't get out of.
Right. And then back in the van... the guy takes his mask off. Not sure why, but she's just like, oh, you're Sean from the sound crew. Well, all right, dude. Way to blow your cover.
Right.
And then, I mean, that was really it. We just, you know, we go back to Lee talking to the cops.
Well, he says something about them being his meal ticket. He's going to make the money off of
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, so Lee is now at the station, and they're like, come on, dude, you got to tell us what happened. And he's like, fine, I'll tell you. And he tells them what happens. I'm like, okay, well, I'm surprised they don't just take him right to jail, but whatever.
Right, right.
But Walter is waiting for Auto Man to come back. He's like, how long can it take to recharge? I don't know. Depends.
Right.
You know, how low is his battery? How much charge does it take? As we all know with our electric cars available now for everybody, you know, how many kilowatts does he have available to him?
Or your phone, you know?
Yeah.
You got the fast charger or you have the slow charger?
Right, yeah. Exactly. So then we go to Lee's office and they're all there now and the guy calls and he wants 100K now. Yeah.
Yeah, he upped it. Yep.
Yep, he
From
doubled
15
it.
I'm just kidding.
Well, that's why it seemed weird, too. I'm like, I don't know, I heard 15, but maybe I wasn't paying attention. But the lieutenant was great, though, because he's like right there, and he's like not being quiet. He's like, tell him you'll do it. I'm like, shut up.
Right. Like, he can hear you. But, so they put her on, the girl. And why she didn't just say, hey, it's Sean from the sound crew, I don't know.
Well, she probably thought she was gonna get shot.
But instead, she's like, "Do what he says," you know. So they head out to the drop, and Walter's like, "Oh, yeah, everyone, you go to the drop. I need to stay behind to make a call." Like, that's not suspicious, right? But he does. I don't know what he
who is he calling.
I don't know. Was he going to look for Auto Man?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what he was obviously doing, but.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they be like, yeah, like you said, like, who the fuck like, are you
what the hell,
right
who
now?
Who the hell you calling? We got to go. There's a kidnapping, you know? But, yeah, I don't know.
Shit, I got to call my eye doctor back. He said my glasses are ready.
All right. Yeah. Check, see if my
the cable guy called. You know how hard it is to get the cable guy to call you?
All right. Oh, man. All right. Then they head out to the new drop. And I think... Oh, they pull up and the guy just starts shooting in front of the car, which that would probably drive me away, I think. But they stop and I think the cop is hiding like under the front seat or something.
Yeah, he's like hiding like, exactly, under the front seat. And again, this was like a late 70s car, so plenty of room.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could set up a bed there and you would have no problem.
Yeah, family down there. But so Lee gets out. And he's like, hey, you're Clementine. Like, you know, like he knows the guy. And so the bad guy's like, yeah, turns out that cop wasn't dead after that accidental shooting, but I killed him, you know, so it would all work out. And then, so, you know, the cop hears him confess and he rolls out of the car and takes a shot at him. And then it's, I think it's like a shootout now, right?
Yeah. So When you say he got out of the car and so he is like ready for action. You're like, okay, what's he going to do? This is going to be fucking great. He opens the door and he rolls out of the car just like you would expect a man his age to roll out of a car. He doesn't do anything cool. You know what I mean? He like basically like falls out of the car and then he doesn't like you would think like a cool
You're right,
show,
it's
right?
Back to me.
He would like roll out and like be in a 3-point stance and just freaking take the guy out, right?
Right.
But that's
right.
not what happens. He rolls out. He's like on his back, and he right. gets up and he runs away and like shoots over his shoulder without even looking at anybody.
Right. He takes a wild shot. He runs into the woods. Or
he's
something.
Lucky. He did. He exactly what he did. What did that do? Except let him know you were there.
Right.
Oh my God, that was great. And in the meantime, somehow Auto Man shows up at the music studio, so he's all charged up now, and they go. And right then, right, that's when he shows up. They pull up right at that point.
Oh, and it distracts the guy, right?
Right. So, like, at first, like, Walter's there. No, actually, that's what it is. Walter's there first. Walter somehow came there separately, I think. Right? And he starts fighting the guy, because then Auto Man pulls up in the car, which distracts him. And then Walter fucking turns into like a judo master.
He's
and
like
takes
Jackie Chan on the guy.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, where the hell was this?
First, it's a couple like fists, you know, and elbows or whatever. Next thing you know, he's like jumping in the air and
right
doing some kind of flying kick.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty impressive. Like, why didn't he do that the first time? And then Auto Man goes and finds out where Jesse is. I keep wanting to say Laura.
Yeah.
That she's in that van. Yeah. And he changes back into his outfit and finds her. She's like, oh, you're my shining armor. I'm like, these guys did it all. He didn't do anything this time.
You should have seen that kick.
Yeah.
He just showed up.
Right. And then she says something like, you're my knight in shining armor. He's like, he's like, you're my damsel in distress. And then she says something about, well, in the fairy tale they fall in love, and he's like, well, we're just gonna be friends.
yeah he said, for like, we'll do the right thing and just be friends or something totally
by the way line. I'm not even human, I'm not here, so we're just gonna have to be friends and you're never gonna see me again.
And then the cops I think banter a bit. At the end, yeah, they're all like, you know, hey, back at the station, you know, celebrating how awesome they are. And then, you know, everyone's like, oh, we should let Walter out on the streets more often.
Yeah.
And
yep. And then they go ahead.
Yeah. And then they go to watch the band play, right?
Right. Well, they go watch them shoot the same fucking music video again. It's a different song this time, but it's the same set.
Yeah, same set. And I think she throws him a she throws Auto Man a rose.
Right. First of all, she's not lip syncing very well.
No.
And
I didn't know if that was like the video or what, but that was
it was her. And you know, I mean, I'm not, you know, obviously it's recorded on TV, so it's not gonna, she's not really gonna be singing right then. It's, you know, I know she knows how to sing. But then yeah, so he gets that flower and he's like, it's really creepy the way he like sniffs at it and like looks at her, and I'm like, I felt a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. And then it could be like the next episode he stalks her, you know, or something. But
exactly right. I don't know if you can hear my dog going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Perfect. So wait, how many episodes after this were there? There couldn't have been many.
No. No, season. Yeah, I don't think there could have been.
Hold on. This was episode 9, I said? Right?
Yeah.
Episode guide. I don't know. My computer's hurt. I was just telling you how I thought I fixed things on my computer, and I don't know if it did.
Automan in general.
13 episodes. So there's only 4 more left.
It got an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, but I think that's people like us are like, oh, remember that show? And then you go watch it, you're like, oh my God, no, I right. don't remember that show.
People probably voted without rewatching it.
Right, exactly.
Oh, and then it says 93% like this TV show.
Yeah. I'd say it's a lot 93%
remember it. But
a lot of nostalgia goggles.
Yeah, yeah.
Not everything. Just because it seemed cool when you're a kid doesn't mean it really is cool. Because this was pretty cheesy. Now, granted, this was probably on at like 7 p.m.
Yeah, this is right? prime time.
Yeah, this was... No, I mean, like, this was, like, made for the family to sit the family, and enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a Glenn A. Larson show, so his are usually pretty tame. Yeah. You know, Knight Rider
But, you know, remember for what it was, right?
Yeah.
So, I like the... I like the turns. That's really all I remember about the show. So,
well, the helicopter too.
Remember I don't helicopter. It. I don't know.
Hold on. There's more like this. It's a show called Hologram. A modern day animator accidentally walks into awakens a holographic superhero from 1983. What the hell is this show? Is this like a knock on this show?
Sounds like it.
But it's like this guy, and he's like, I don't know.
There's a really cool eBay 3D printed model of the Automan car. It's pretty cool. I like it.
Wait a minute. The guy from this show shows up in this thing. It's a short. So I don't know. Okay.
Maybe he's making fun of
How much is the 3D printed thing?
Oh, let me see. Scroll back.
Not that I want to buy it, but I'm curious.
Yeah, I actually don't want it. It's $89. Damn.
$89?
Yeah.
By the way, I think it was Christopher Page, our friend, that said that the show Street Hawk, he was looking online. He found out there was a video game based on that show.
There was an Automan doll, like an action figure.
No, based on Street Hawk, not on this.
Oh, no. No, but I'm sorry, I'm scrolling.
An Automan doll?
Yeah.
I'm sure they had high hopes for this show.
Yeah.
You know, when they put it out, they're like, you know what? That's gold. A hologram comes to life. He can fucking make anything he wants. Well, really, he can make cars and helicopters and motorcycles, probably. I'm guessing all he makes. I don't recall every different thing Automan made.
All right, I'm going to stop after I say this. There's an Automan Halloween costume.
Stop looking for. Yeah,
and the mask. The mask. It's like you're going to murder somebody if you put this mask on.
Was it one of those paper masks that they had back?
No,
in
it was
the
like
day,
plastic with the eyes cut out. Oh my God!
So it looks like Michael Myers.
It does. This is scary. It's scary. I got to try to find it for real. But okay, I'm done looking at Automan stuff.
Oh, cool. If anyone has any Automan gear, let us know.
Send us pictures.
Was it a costume you said? I got to see if I could find this. All right. Remember we were talking, there's a couple ideas that we had to do next, right? Because we got a couple... People sent us one. I don't know which one you want to do, and if you know, we'll talk after.
Oh, there was something with I remember now.
Okay. We'll talk. We got a couple recommendations from people.
We'll chat.
We don't get any for like a while, and then we get like two in like 1 week, which is pretty rare. Yeah, that is fucking creepy as hell. That costume. It is. It's like he's trapped in there.
It's so there's more. If you look at more images of that, that's just
no. That's so okay. Weird. I want to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got? Okay. Anything right, else no, you want to say?
No. I'm speechless.
Mike's still sending me images. By the way, So, sorry. This was not very good. I recommend you watch it, but I'm not going to recommend it as it being good, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely wouldn't miss it, but it wasn't, I'm not recommending it as good. Agreed.
By the way, only 12 of the 13 episodes aired on TV.
Oh, wow. There's a lost episode?
Well, I think it's on, like, you can get the DVD for the complete series. It's on that. It just never showed up. It never showed on TV. They canceled it before it showed up. That's how poorly, I guess, it was doing. Like, you know, we only got one more. Fuck it.
Screw it.
We're not even going to show it.
It's not even worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth our time.
All good.
All right, yeah. So that's it. It's an interesting one. But hey, we got to see another singer. Maybe we'll see if we can find another one later. I know Sheena Easton's on several Miami Vices. By the way, speaking of that, I did on TikTok posted, again, not to shoot our TikTok horn, but it's a lot of stuff like this. But anyway, Julia Roberts was on that show.
Really?
And she was like, looked like she was like 19. But I don't know. I was going through a couple of those things, just looking for scenes for that and other thing. I'm like, I don't know if that show was really good. You know, like everyone always says, yeah, it really fell off at the end. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was pretty cheesy
too. There was something about it that just, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like some of the ones we watched were good. Like the one we watched that had, what, Glenn Frey and stuff? That was a pretty good one.
Yeah,
the UFO one was freaking horrible. But I have a feeling that show just, it was probably really hit and miss, I'm guessing. Hit or miss.
Yeah, I would say.
So.
I would say so.
So, anyway, all right, that's all I got.
All right, enough said.
Yep, any more recommendations, let us know. But like I said, we got a couple we're going to talk about and figure out which one or ones or both we're going to do. And we'll let you know. But for this episode, I used to watch this. I'm Mike Forgetto.
And I'm Mike Sullivan.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
That's it for this episode of I Used to Watch This. Visit us at IUsedToWatchThis.com, Facebook.com/IUsedToWatchThis, Twitter @IUsedTheNumber2WatchThis, and Instagram.com/IUsedToWatchThis. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever your favorite podcasts are available. Thanks for listening.